Former U.S. President and Nobel Peace Prize recipient Jimmy Carter died on Sunday, December 29th at 100, according to an announcement from his son. Carter, known for his humble beginnings as a peanut farmer, served as president from 1977 to 1981. According to a statement by the Carter Center, the former president died peacefully at his home in Plains, Georgia. Carter was surrounded by his family at the time of his passing. "My father was a hero, not only to me, but to everyone who believes in peace, human rights, and unselfish love," said Chip Carter, the former president's son, in a statement. "My brother's sister and I shared him with the rest of the world through these common beliefs. The world is our family because of the way he brought people together, and we thank you for honoring his memory by continuing to live these shared beliefs." One of Carter's most significant achievements as president was brokering the historic Camp David Accords. The peace treaty, negotiated over 14 months, brought peace between Egypt and Israel in the Middle East. Carter's other foreign policy milestones included the Panama Canal treaties and establishing diplomatic relations with China. Beyond his presidency, Carter dedicated himself to human rights, earning the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002. His commitment to peaceful solutions in international conflicts, promotion of democracy worldwide, and advocacy for civil, social, and cultural rights culminated in the founding of the Carter Center in 1982. The Carters also built homes with Habitat for Humanity, becoming key figures within the nonprofit organization. Throughout his journey, Carter was also supported by his wife, Rosa Lynn, with whom he shared 77 years of marriage. Rosa Lynn also made her mark, championing the Carter Center's mental health and human rights initiatives. She died on November 19, 2023. The public last saw Jimmy Carter at Rosa Lynn's memorial service. He was in a wheelchair under a blanket. Carter had been in hospice care since February 2023. At the time of his death, Carter was the longest living U.S. president. He also had a long post-presidency, living 43 years following his 4 years as president. The Carter Center says there will be public observances in Atlanta and Washington, D.C., followed by a private interment in Plains, Georgia. The final arrangements for President Carter's state funeral, including public events, are still pending.